Well, hi, it's Inside Hour with Dr. Len Horowitz and
Sherry Kane.
Welcome to join us on BBSRadio.com, where we come every Tuesday night, midnight on the East Coast, 9 o'clock Pacific, and on the beautiful Big Island of Hawaii, it is now 6 o'clock in the evening. Well, it's been a very, very challenging week as Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase get fingered for shorting the housing market and helping to create, as traders would, the economic collapse of the United States of America. The Halliburton organization linked with the Carlyle Group, the Bush family, and the wars in Iran and elsewhere, Afghanistan, were linked to the bombing or the explosion, quote-unquote, that caused this oil slick to jeopardize the magnificent environment in the Gulf Coast. So here we are, this week of a week full of news, and sadly, it's really coming downward by lots of the predictions that we've had on this program are coming true. Sherry, welcome to the Inside Hour.
Thank you. Glad to be here, Len.
Yeah, so we had a wonderful week up in San Francisco. The last few days we've been up there at the conferences and actually had a first screening of PharmaWhores. You want to tell folks about it?
Yeah, we had a small screening of PharmaWhores with a private dinner in the suburbs of San Francisco, and it went pretty well. We had great feedback from people that came out. They were really excited when they got to see this. This is the very, very first screening we had and the first feedback we ever had from anyone. And they had the same thoughts as we had when we were making this film, is that the mainstream is really going to look at this maybe where they hadn't looked at this, the issues of how dangerous vaccinations are and the players involved behind this. And so this is really a good way for them to maybe open their eyes. They may capture this. They may just notice this. And that's what we set out to do, was to wake up the people that are on the lower conscious levels. And so we had a lot of people there. I mean, there were a few people that are all in the higher conscious levels, and they didn't understand maybe why we went this route, why we are doing these things, and we explained to them basically, you know, it's on our hearts and somebody needs to do this because there's so many people out there dying. We get emails from people all the time saying, my children are dying, I got vaccinated, my grandchildren are dying. And this is something that really God laid this on our hearts, to go out and help these people in some way and reach out to them and give them this message. Wouldn't you agree, Len?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the reviews are very favorable. I was very pleased with the audience's response. And Brian Hall, you might want to share with the audience tonight the upcoming conspiracy conference, which likewise is going to be up in the San Francisco Bay Area. So anyone in the Great Northwest has an opportunity to come to ConspiracyCon. I'm being featured as a speaker this year. I haven't been there for about 3 years, and Brian is always very supportive in bringing me back periodically. And he loves the film PharmaWhores, and I understand that he's promoting it now on the ConspiracyCon website, and that the last I heard was that he was considering having the entire conference end following the panel on Sunday night with a screening of PharmaWhores. Is that right?
Exactly. It was
wonderful.
It really turned out well, and I'm really happy to have our premiere, which is supposed to be happening in San Francisco in June, and then we have another one scheduled as a North American premiere in Toronto, which that location is to be announced in the date. So we're really, you know, moving forward, and we ask anybody out there to, you know, just get a hold of a copy. You can go to healthyworldstore.com and you can donate a copy. I mean, you can donate to download a copy of PharmaWhores for as low as $5 and get it to all the people you know. And I also, if you know any local movie theaters in your area, we ask that, you know, sign up as an affiliate. It's free. If you go to healthyworldaffiliates.com and sign up, you get a free web link. And if you, we will get you flyers with your web link on them, and you can pass them out to the audiences of the theaters that you go to. We're not asking for any money from the theater owners. We just we want to get the message out about this movie. It's very educational, and we believe it will save a lot of lives. So we ask that you partner with us in our in our journey here to spread the good news and tell people about the bad news, which will open their mind to the good news, which is the 528 records that's coming out in the middle of the month.
Right, that's very exciting. So the concept, folks, is basically what we've been praying for, and I really should do a little prayer. So let's start with a prayer, and I'll try to integrate this love of that we have for the Creator and this whole concept of moving forward very, very powerfully and effectively to be humble servants of a powerful Creator that is blessing humanity optimally at this very trying time in history. So Heavenly Creator, praise you for these glorious blessings you're giving us, the opportunities to do films, feature films, as well as new records that literally heal people, increase awareness, and basically provide people with the resonance energy, the vibrations of your music, not man's music, but your music, Heavenly Creator. We praise you for this blessing, and we ask for a special anointing to go out and touching every listener tonight on bbsradio.com that we may be completely inspired by your love, by your generosity to give us constantly from the environment, this magnificent gem of a planet, this incredible opportunity to breathe, to sleep, to eat, to have this restoration within our own body of hydration, this water that gives us sustenance, this hydrosonic medium by which we receive your energy signals and your spiritual blessings so that we are not only uplifted and sustained but healed miraculously of everything from colds to cancers. We praise you for the blessings that you constantly are forever giving. Your way of forever giving or forgiving is absolutely awesome, and it is something that I ask for a special blessing for all of us to come together as an extended family and let go of the animosities, the underlying issues. It's a time for purging those, Heavenly Creator, if we want to serve you optimally and literally be in the vibration harmony with Yeshua, your Son. And so we ask for a special blessing of harmony and a purging of negativity on all the listeners of the Inside Hour tonight, that we may then be completely illuminated and enlightened by your love light, by your freeing glance of love and protection, so that we may move forward powerfully and positively as one extended family, and that we may be successful in bringing on this messianic age, this 1,000 years of world peace, where we can live in peace and harmony with not just each other and with you in our hearts, but also with all of nature, respecting the Aina, the land, the sacredness of this gem of a planet that we live and on and love ideally and are sustained by. So we praise you for all these blessings, and we ask for everyone also who has a heart for distributing truth and awakening of the masses, that we ask for support with regard to the distribution of this new film so that we may begin to touch those like fishers of men, those who have had no ears to hear nor eyes to see what it is that is plain and simple to see and hear. And that is your truth, Heavenly Creator, and the deceptions that are brought on by the satanic sorcerers and the pharmaceutical cartel. We praise you for this opportunity of revelation in this time in history where all that has been suppressed is now being revealed. And we praise you for our roles in leadership to bring about this magnificent transformation of consciousness. In Yeshua's name, amen. Okay, well, there you have it. Sherry.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for that prayer. You're always the best at giving out these prayers, and we all feel blessed after you do it. So thank you.
No, my pleasure, my love, and it's a great blessing for me to do it, too, because you know, I feel it. I feel the love, and I feel the light, and I feel the energy. And, boy, I'll tell you, having spent this weekend, as you did, with probably about 500 hands-on healers and spirit-filled people who were engaged in the metaphysical arts and sciences. And again, it's sad that the Christian community has been so closed. You know, I wrote the book Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries for Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science, primarily for the Christian community that has been engaged and steeped in deception about, gee whiz, everything from crystals to the botanicals are all of the Creator. there is nothing that Satan creates, and crystals are basically just like the structure virtually of water. Water is a liquid crystal, and water is intimately connected with God. Just read Revelation, read all sorts of parts of the Bible, including starting with Genesis 1:1-1:2. You begin to see that 80% of your Holy Spirit-filled temple is water, is ocean water. 20% of you folks listening is lava rock. Think about it. All of the earth and the soil on the planet starts with lava rock, and you see that very, very clearly in Hawaii, where we have this magnificent project. The Royal Bloodline of David is currently advancing a venue to explain and advance the science of creationism, how the Creator works through sound and color and light frequencies to uplift everything. And it starts with a lava flow, and it starts with a little rain that touches that lava and cools it, and then a bird flies over and a little bit of moss grows, and suddenly you've got ferns, and you've got now the beginning of soil and decomposition and organic vegetation forming all over this magnificent gem of a brand new creation, this new island. And interestingly enough, the words Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, Yehovah backwards, is Havayi. And interestingly enough, in Hebrew, Havayi means Isle of Eve or Paradise. And it is an island or an Is land, a land of Is or a land of pure being. And that's where we're going. We're going home to a place of pure being, of love, of harmony, of optimal decency, where we celebrate our divinity and co-creatorship. We are part of the divine family. And 80% of your body mass is made of the triune God, that portion of the triune God called water. So this is what we're now celebrating. And next couple weeks, we're coming out with 528records.com, because the principal problem that has suppressed the populations for millennia has been dissonance and a disconnect to our source of sustenance, the energy frequency vibration of divinity that can bless us maximally. And that is a clear channel broadcast that's broadcasting right now. We wouldn't even be here if it wasn't. We'd all be disappeared. And that's the concept of the latest science that's been suppressed in electrogenetics, and the opportunity for us to realize that we're literally crystallizing, precipitating in this organic chemistry. The carbon six ring is a sacred geometric form that comes from the sound vibration of the Creator. So we're really being musically, mathematically sung into existence right here, right now. Now, that's important to know, and it's even more important to realize how do you apply that technology to set us free. And that's what 528records.com. Now, folks, you're probably going to go on the internet and go to 528records.com, and you're going to be disappointed because there's nothing there yet. But mark our words, we've been promised by our partners, literally in Russia, we couldn't find American company that had enough intelligence and knowledge that could do this project, that is transpose the world's music from A440 hertz frequency to C528. And so, you know, it was also stunning as we were in San Francisco this weekend, and we were told by our good friend Tony Cope that the bridge that's being constructed now, the Bay Bridge that is under reconstruction and construction, is all coming from China. Gee whiz, we have been so manipulated and abused by the global industrialists, we can't even produce the metal to produce a bridge here in the United States anymore. Now, if that's not taking down America, I don't know what is. So we've really got to shine, and we have the opportunity now to advance the most powerful healing celebration and technology that the world has ever seen. We have the understanding of how this frequency vibration and being and resuming, restoring the harmony that we have in our hearts with divinity, with our source of sustenance, that the Creator created you in 528. That's like tuning in your radio station to your favorite channel and getting the message or getting the song and hearing it and celebrating it, and then someone coming along and just tweaking that knob 1/10 of a hertz, you suddenly get static, and you get annoyed, and you get angry and irritable. And if you don't shut it off, you get sick and you die prematurely. And that's the same exact thing that's happening since the Rockefeller Foundation funded the American Musicians Union to institute A440 Western World Standard Tuning. And when they didn't go along with it, they gave it to Joseph Goebbels, the propaganda minister for the Third Reich, as the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Eugenics, Anthropology, and Human Heredity in pre-Nazi Germany was beginning this racial hygiene agenda that Hitler adapted, led to millions of deaths in World War II, and suddenly now you realize that the same movers and shakers in the corporate fascist movement, the neo-colonialists in London and Germany, directing British MI6, American CIA, and Israeli Mossad, the intelligence agencies that are conducting this covert operations and psychological manipulations, these psyopses that we view on television that the mainstream media doles out like it's a hypnosis machine, which it is. So the sheeple have got to wake up now or die. That is the message. If you're listening out there and you have friends that still have not awoken to this madness, this manipulation of the mass mind through the mainstream media and the depopulation through vaccination intoxication, it's time to tell them, wake up or die. Because if you don't wake up, and we the people who are aware, we the watchmen on these watchtowers that have been heralding this ungodly truth, it's hideous. It's unimaginable. It's nightmarish, but yet that's what's happening. And if we don't take responsibility for our situation and warn our loved ones, then we are, the Bible tells us, the blood that's lost is equally on our shoulders. We're accountable for it. So wake up or die should really be our new theme at this point because it's urgent. Folks, and Sherry, I apologize. I'm not giving you too much of a time to come in here, but I was just about to talk about H1N1. Why don't you give us a little introduction to the what you know about the testing of the vaccines for H1N1, and then I'll come in and I'll tell people what's really happening right now that they can realize is part of this depopulation agenda that has not gone away just because we're in springtime now. You know, reminds me of that film, The Producers on Broadway, Springtime for Hitler and Germany, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it is really, it's coming down to what the same thing that happened during Nazi Germany wartime. And when you think about the concentration camps when people were waiting in line to get gas in the chambers and nobody really knew that they were going to be gas. I mean, there were, I'm sure, some people in the line that were aware of it, but they
under the guise of public health,
exactly, no exactly. They were under gunpoint saying, you know, you move out of the line, you're going to get shot for anybody who even looked back.
Yeah, well, that's what they're planning here now, you see. Folks, this whole concept of taking the vaccinations is like taking the showers during World War II. And the reality is that they were practicing disinfection or infection prevention, and that's what we're looking at is infection prevention or immunization, they call it, using these contaminated vaccinations, these biochemical weapons of mass destruction and degeneration. Mental degeneration is what we're looking at, retardation of our children. What effect that will have on our children and our children's children is beyond ungodly. It is beyond despicable. It has got to cease and desist. And so the film Pharma Whores that we've just come out with appeals to everyone, and particularly this, the Illuminati, in which I say, let us go. We demand that you let us go. In the name of the Creator and Messiah Yeshua, we demand that you leave us alone. We forgive you. Now let's get on with the show. Let's get on with a real movie where we can literally fulfill our divine destiny instead of this madness.
Yep, and you know, people need to be aware and open up your mind to the fact that the media, the pharma media, is the one that is the people that are creating these vaccinations or manufacturing them in partnership with the pharmaceutical corporations, and they have an agenda to actually get rid of 6 out of 7 billion of the people on this planet, according to Bill Gates in his at his latest TED conference, where he clearly said that vaccinations were going to be the really the main way that they're going to eliminate the population, population control. And to realize that we're watching TV every day, that we've been brainwashed by the television, not knowing that we have. And we look at people like Dr. Oz, which Dr. Horowitz ripped apart. If you check out YouTube, you can do Dr. Horowitz rips apart Dr. Oz, and you'll see where Dr. Oz got on TV, and he was promoting the H1N1 because he has stocks in that. He is working for the pharmaceutical company. He's another pharma whore. And so Dr. Horowitz went and ripped him apart. I mean, it was like step each sequence of that. You could see where the guy was full of basically shit. He gets on there and he says, oh, you know, the audience, you're all going to get a vaccination. And he acts like he's getting one, which is obviously not a vaccination, because you have to understand how Dr. Oz got famous. He got famous by writing a book, You on a Diet, which talks about the labels of food, and say, and he said, clearly says, always check the labels of all the food that you put into your body before you eat them, because it's really the most important thing to know what you're putting in there. But he neglected to add the ingredients of what was in the vaccination that he took, the flu vaccination. And he
allegedly took.
It was definitely saline. And then his wife and his children got on TV and stated, his wife said that she'd never, ever give their children vaccinations for herself. And now I heard that this evening he was on again. I missed it, but he was on again, and he was promoting this new disease that apparently is coming out and down the pike. That, and he sprayed the audience with something like an exterminator spray. It's supposed to be water, but to mimic what it is to be exterminated. And he sprayed the audience, and he said to them, this is how quickly the diseases can spread like that. And he just sprayed them all. And it also is a symbol of what's down the pike. If they do plan on spreading it, it's going to be a lot like that, with the shedding of people that have been vaccinated and dropping stuff out of planes. I mean, it's going to be very much like the way he described it, and they always tell you what they're going to do. I mean, we really realize that everything they're going to do, they told you. So you have all these people that people look up to, and they believe they're legitimate, and they're not out for money or any kind of deceit, but let me tell you, they are, and it's one hard pill to swallow, and we're doing research on it, and believe me, we have people that believe in what we're doing, but they just want to get their toes wet. They're not willing to stick out a limb for it, and we're looking for those people that are willing to jump in with us, that believe in what we're doing, and say, you know what, we believe in God, we have faith in God, which is the only thing that really keeps us from quitting, is our faith in God. Because if without the faith in God, we would be doomed, and we want everybody else to understand that, you know. And
because salvation is available.
Exactly, and we all guaranteed two things in life: to take our first breath and our last breath. And if you know that, we also know that we all have a time that's going to be up. There's our ticket for every one of us. But if you live in the faith and you know that God is watching over you, and you feel like you're doing whatever it is to help and help humanity, believe me, there's no fear. Fear is not something that should come across your mind, and that's really hard for all of us to overcome this fear. I think that's the hardest thing.
Yay, though, we walk through this valley of the shadow of death, deception, illusion, coercion, enslavement, intoxication through vaccination, we shall fear no evil, because we're in line, in harmony with divinity, and there's nothing missing or broken in the kingdom of heaven. We bring it down into our Holy Spirit-filled temples, and guess what happens? The dis-ease, the dissonance, the lacking vibration of the divine harmony shall basically eliminate all the dissonance and the diseases. We shall vibrate back into wholeness, completeness, perfection. And so this is, again, the opportunity is to bring heaven down to earth in your Holy Spirit-filled temple. And this urgency right now has never been more critical, because what Sherry was talking about, that the links between the pharma media through people like Rupert Murdoch, who had the Murdoch Children's Research Institute and the Royal Women's Hospital, through his mother overseeing it in Australia to do the testing, that they don't tell you that they lie. The vaccines are not safe and effective. They have no definitive safety testing. They didn't use placebo controls. They didn't evaluate the vaccines over 6 weeks. And guess what these vaccines contain? They contain, according to the World Health Organization, quote, live, active viruses, end quote. Live, active H1N1s that, because they're laboratory creations, they've been spliced together in a lab. It's not like they've been around for very long. They're unstable. They are unstable because they're laboratory engineered. They're spliced, genetically mutated, manipulated, and brought together and delivered in a vaccine, a highly unstable virus that spreads, or as Sherry said, sheds, transmits from a vaccinated person to an unvaccinated person. And that means the idiots who lined up to get their H1N1 vaccines this year are bringing the risk, enhancing the risk that H1N1, highly unstable flu virus, is going to recombine with what the authorities are telling us is going to happen. That's why Dr. Oz tonight did this program. Because not just what Sherry said is true, he is a pharma whore. He's heavily invested in the drug industry. His boss at ABC is the source of AstraZeneca MedImmune's FluMist vaccine. That's Lloyd Blankfein. Lloyd Blankfein is the director of Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs was the one this past week, if it wasn't for that distraction and horrible reality that Hal Burton created in the Gulf with the oil explosion and the spill, that firm, the Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase financial cartel on Wall Street, that directs the mainstream media, started to get fingered, and these guys are the ones that are conducting the genocide. The financial disrepair and the elimination of America as the viable might. And I'm into pacifism, but I'm also into truth. And the truth is that our country's coming down just like 9/11. That's something, folks. You have got to see Pharma Whores. So go to PharmaWhores.com, and to get an actual copy on a DVD, call this number, 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. Give a pledge or give a donation of $20, $25. Help them pay maybe another $5 for mailing, and then we'll get you this film, and you can make as many copies as you can get it out. And we ask you to join Healthy World Affiliates, because our organization is now developing. The little steam in our engines are moving beautifully, and people are coming on with us and partnering in this opportunity to prosper financially by doing what's right, saving lives, telling people about all the wonderful products that we have and the truth, how simple natural healing can be and how you can help to administer it and guide people through this literally challenging, urgent time in history. So that's HealthyWorldAffiliates.com, and HealthyWorldStore.com is where you can get the DVD Pharma Whores, the Showtime Sting of Penn & Teller. Also, you can download it right now online. They ask you for a $5 or $10 or $15 or $25 donation. And then there is another one that says other. Whatever other is on your heart, I ask you to pray what's an appropriate donation for you to make. And don't shortchange yourself. This is like tithing into a ministry, which it is. All these organizations are ultimately directed by the ministries that we advance to bring the truth to we the people, to set us free from the divine. We need revelation, and from the divine we need leadership, and from the divine we ask that you come and join Healthy World Affiliates and ultimately become a Healthy World Ambassador and be an administrator for all the people who need your help urgently today.
There are a lot of people out there, and we also, like, we have a webinar coming up. It's next Saturday, May 8th, and if you want information on that, just email me at info@healthyworldaffiliates.com. And I can get you signed up. It's free. You get to learn all about how you can work with us and partner with us for our amazing opportunities that we have available. So, again, you just email me at info@healthyworldaffiliates.com, and we'll get you signed up right away for the it's going to be a webinar online, and it'll be next week.
Wonderful.
At like 10 a.m. Pacific time it's starting, so next Saturday.
Next Saturday, 10 a.m. Pacific?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, again, info@healthyworldaffiliates.com, was that your email address?
Yes.
Excellent. info@healthyworldaffiliates.com. Just give Sherry an email and then tell her that you're going to be joining us. And there's not a lot of places that are available, right, Sherry? It's like a limited seating, even if though it's on the Internet, correct?
Yes, it's a limited seating, and it's going to be about 100 people, I think the limit is, but we are getting near the limit. So
call now or get online now and send Sherry that email, and she'll get you registered for the upcoming webinar that will be the first, and we pray, God willing, for many, many webinars and conference calls as a team uniting and moving forward. Now, if you haven't known, we've got OxySilver, we've got Zeolife, we've got Love Minerals. We've got the stuff that literally makes your body sing and vibrate literally to this divine harmony, particularly in 528 hertz frequency. That is that warm, fuzzy feeling you get in your heart when you're in love. You know that feeling. You know how wonderful that feeling is, and you've heard the saying that love is the universal healer. Well, if you put the universal healer together with the universal language of 528, where you're administering your heartfelt loving intention with the frequency of the literally clear channel broadcast from the Creator's heart to your heart, and then your heart as a part creator, as a co-creator, as 80% this holy water, that you have the opportunity now to administer that blessing, that prayer for healing. This powerful faith in your heart can deliver that heartfelt loving intention for miraculous healing, and that is best administered through the frequency vibration of 528 hertz. Now, we've got that in virtually everything we're doing, because again, the Creator blessed us with that revelation, and you know, we're the Bill Gateses of the future, let me say that, but we are engaging the paradigm that is not of the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel conducting genocide. We are engaging love and literally the whole restoration of what has been broken, what has been stolen, what is in dissonance. We have got to have that vision, that maintain that vision of harmony and peaceful bliss in prosperity in all ways, that we can enterprise, that we can form permacultural communities, that we can self-sustain, that we can grow organically, that we can literally fertilize, even with your own poop, wonderful things can grow, and stop polluting and wasting all of this energy with all of these disposables and these non-renewable resources as consumers, the total con. The sum total of the whole operation is a con job, and it is killing people. Consumption is not a favorable thing. It used to mean that you were dying of a disease. Consumption is what the diseases were called, that people, the doctors, couldn't quite figure it out what was killing somebody, the cancers of old. Now we know. Most of the cancers were created by the vaccinations that delivered the viral intoxications and the genetic manipulations that caused your own immune system to become whacked out. Now, here is the good news. If you haven't done so already, read the book Healing Celebrations. Read about the miraculous healings that we can administer through the understanding of the sacred scripture, through our understanding of the modern science that supports creationism, electrogenetics, this whole concept of manifestation of divine frequency vibration through water, hydrosonics, hydro, water, sonic, sound. Your DNA is an antenna to God. It receives and transmits light and sound signals. That's how you're manifested. every nano-instant to nano-instant, you are being recreated in this quantum field that the Bible calls the kingdom of heaven, which Jesus said was near. When Yeshua said that the kingdom of heaven is near, he did not mean temporarily, far off in time. He meant that it's right here, right now. It's coursing through you. It's what manifests you in love. And that's why he also said that if you distill the Ten Commandments to the two most important commandments, you got to, number one, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and might, and love your neighbor as self. And now that deals with that warm, fuzzy feeling in your heart. And that deals with what we're doling out here is the understanding of the key, a musical note, a key to the house of David, the Star of David, six-sided hexagonal shape, rings. This is organic chemistry, the fundamentals of the hexagon shape of carbon-6. It's not carbon-8, it's not carbon-12. It's carbon-6 is the ring. That's the ring of the key to the house of David in 528 hertz that connects your heart to the Creator's heart. And isn't that what most people who come to this planet that are birthed and then immediately are told what they can't do and they're whacked on the butt and they experience trauma after trauma and they're told, no, 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 you can't do this, you can't do that, do this or do that, and you have no more mind of your own. You take on this egocentric insanity and lunacy and hypocrisy of this status quo geopolitical genocide, and you become part of it, and you can't think outside of that box. Well, I'm telling you now, it's time to put that away. Realize it's like a switch you can turn off at will to choose that inner voice, that love in your heart. Let your heart and soul, your conscience be your guide, your right brain instead of your left. That's egoic and egocentric. It's not about me, it's about we. And so we shall overcome. We the people now petition and demand a cessation of the genocide, the pharmaceutical manipulation of the populations, and the elimination of our own children's ability to think clearly because of mercury toxicity, aluminum toxicity, heavy metal poisons. And so we choose to set ourselves free from that hypocrisy. They call it public health. It's public manipulation and intoxication for population reduction. And that's what Bill Gates in the film Pharma Horse talks about. So don't take it from me. Take it from the guy who's paying more money than any even nation in the world. Look at Pharma Horse. Look at the newsletters that Sherry Kane and I posted and have put out in the last couple of weeks. Go to get those newsletters. We've got them free on the internet, in the archives. Go to healthyworldstore.com. Healthyworldstore.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the home page, and you'll see it says newsletter archives. Click on that link, and it'll open up for you our last 4 or 5 years. As long as I've been on BBS Radio, we've been outputting newsletters pretty much every couple weeks. One every 2 weeks is about average for us. And join up on that newsletter. You get that newsletter awakening for free. What a blessing. Because we're getting now so many people thanking us for this labor of love that we've administered in service to the Creator and humanity. We now can literally be thankful and hold our chests out instead of having this round-shouldered, heart-blocked posture. Look around, folks. Most people today have their heads that are about 2 or 3 inches in front of their spines, meaning that, you know, they're in their brains. Their brains are leading everything, including their hearts, and their hearts are caved in. Their shoulders are rounded. It's as though somebody punched you in the chest, and you get this body posture with a caved-in chest, whereby your heart has difficulty literally vibrating fully, and your breathing is so important. Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, the Tetragrammaton that Moses was told is the name of the Creator, literally translated Yahovah, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, means to breathe is to exist. So it brings us in this importance of oxygen, element number 8, the infinity sign, and the alphanumerics of the English language, stolen from Hebrew, flipped backwards to dumb us down vibrationally, optimally dumbing down, suppressing the spirituality of humanity is this English language now that we have learned to speak. And that frequency is important of what you say. So like Jesus said, beware of every word that comes out of your mouth. It either reflects the love in your heart or the evil that dwells therein. And because the kingdom of heaven is so near, and because your lips are so powerful, and your words are so profoundly impactful, that karma, that seed, that articulation of either dissonance or love and joy, what goes around comes around. It's a seed that's planted. And that's why the truth that karmic judgment comes when we say things and then act on those foolish things that we say that don't reflect the love in our hearts, but the evil that dwell therein. And the opportunity now is to realize it's all being mediated through the spoken word. The technology for creationism is the lips. Again, think about in the Bible, the Creator created through the word, sound. Sound is frequency. Frequency is mathematics. Creator made you. You love children. If you've got children out there, you know how much you loved your children. You would do anything, including you send them to school with all the books, the crayons, the pencils, the paper, everything that they need to do well and come home and say, Mom, thank you. Dad, I love you. Thank you so much for blessing me and helping me become a star and shine in my class. And you look forward to hearing that love and that thanks, just like our Creator looks forward to receiving from us love and thanks. And likewise, we look forward to our children coming home with wonderful creations that they've created. And it brings tears to our eyes when we see how beautiful our children are and they radiate this love and this light and this capacity to serve humanity, bless humanity, and be creative with everything from art to medicine that can help people. And we say, what a wonderful thing we've done, raising a beautiful, or rearing a beautiful child that is so capable of creating. And that creative technology, likewise, is the lips. So this is the issue, music, sound, frequency. The most powerful body therapist, I'll give you an example, that I've ever been to, and I've been to thousands of body workers, have had all sorts, everything from Rolfing to Polarity to cranial adjustment, SOT, you name it, I've had it. Swedish, regular massage, sports massage, all sorts of massages with regard to how to direct the spirit through your Holy Spirit-filled temple. Your hands-on healing and prayer is powerful, and the most powerful of all the therapists that I've ever been to actually are opera singers that sing in the frequency required to break the block within your own body. That the energy meridians and that energy flow systems that conduct the biospirituality, that this energy mechanism sometimes gets blocked primarily through spoken words, harsh words, evil words, condemnations, anger. That's why, again, forgiveness is so freeing, not just for the person that you're forgiving, but mostly for you. That's why the Creator is so smart, always forgives. It's always giving, 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 because He understands how what goes around comes around. It's basically receiving, receiving, receiving when you give, give, give. It's opposite to what you think, and because the way you think has been poisoned by the manipulation of the population, everything from the language to the mainstream media, seduction into vaccination, into intoxication, insanity. We bought into it. That's why we're no longer the superhumans. We call ourselves humans. There's very little difference between those humans that we call ourselves and the sheep that line up for the slaughter. The difference is if you awaken to this madness and you choose to shut down that self-centered, egocentric brain of yours that is literally in overdrive because you've been into fear, engaged in trauma. That's what the mainstream media news plays to, your ego mind. What triggers it? What feeds it? Simply the same thing over and over again. Pain, fear, loss, real or imagined threats to survival. Reality TV come knocking at your living room door. Sit yourself down and look at all the problems in the world. But there are very few solutions that they offer on that boob tube. There's very few celebrations of all the miracle workers out there doing all the right thing and celebrating the power that they have because the grace of the Creator provides them with the most powerful anointing for healing, administering this blessing so people can heal and be uplifted and realize that our faith in Creator is well placed. The alternative to lose that faith and to misplace that faith in the God of science or the gods of science and the medical deities that provide the intoxications, the Manchurian candidates that have been educated into ignorance, licensed to kill they are, and they do it all the time. So you've got to come out of that. Come out of her, my people, lest ye be infected by her plagues. Come out of her, my people, lest ye be infected by her hypocrisy and her lunacy and the illusions and the insanity of the mainstream media and the mind manipulation and the coercion into vaccination, into intoxication through the foods that are poisoned now and the water that is poisoned and the air that is poisoned. We in natural healing know what's best. We've been at it. The doctors, the medical deities know squat about natural healing. They have virtually zero knowledge about the importance of nutrition, organic nutrients and enzymes. They have no understanding of bioresonance and bioenergetics and electrogenetics because it's all suppressed from them. All they learn about is administering drugs. All they do all day long is administer drugs. All they are, therefore, are pharma whores. So get the movie Pharma Whores. Go to pharmawhores.com. Download a Pharma Whores tonight if you still have the opportunity on the West Coast, and tomorrow if you're on the East Coast and it's getting a little late for you, well, tomorrow's another day, and you can spread that truth. It's a wonderful opportunity for you to get this important film.
Yes, it's very, very important that this gets out. You'll be saving a lot of lives if you just get this message out. Trust us on that one.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's faith. Listen, I mentioned this the other day in the lecture that I gave, in fact, on Sunday in San Francisco. I shared the importance about faith and prayer. Those are the two most critical functions, factors that are required for you to manifest miracles in all ways. Because, again, prayer is a spoken word. Actually, it should be sung. You know that old saying, that old song, I'd love to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. That is an important concept. Because if you're in harmony with divinity, then your heart is resonating that vibration of purity and salvation. And that when your heart is open, then you can open your heart to somebody else next to you, a brother or a sister, who perhaps is in need. Perhaps they're not quite as enlightened as you. Maybe they haven't gotten all the truth, and maybe they're still in deception and darkness, and you have the opportunity to shed light into that dark room and have that darkness flee. And don't be afraid that their darkness can bring your light down. You know, I know there's empathetic people, empaths they call them, that can suck your positive energy, and sure, you don't want to throw your pearls before swine. But you see, the stronger you have your own faith, the stronger your heart is in center into this magnificent grace, this administration of divine harmony that the Creator puts out to manifest you right here, right now in this quantum field. Religious world calls Kingdom of Heaven, the physical world, the physics world, the metaphysics world calls it the quantum field. You're manifesting in right here, right now. And so that place of perfection, of divine frequency vibration, of 528 hertz frequency of harmony, that is all that you need. Sincerely, really seriously, that's the most powerful, important thing you need, because if you've got that in your heart, then your vibration is so high. There's no darkness inside of you with that love light. And the reality is there's no dissonance. There's no dis-ease. There's nothing that can get you. Now, I've been saying that for years. And it was proven to me by my granddad, who basically resisted dying from 75 years of smoking unfiltered Camel cigarettes, cut into thirds, so he would only smoke the hottest, most tar and nicotine-ridden portion of the cigarette every puff, and that didn't kill him. He chose to die. They took away my grandmother from him, put her in a nursing home, like so many times that's happening around us today, and the spouse dies. Because suddenly you've taken away their love, their literally their life, their motivation for living and serving another person, another human being in a meaningful way. That's what raises our vibration, gives us the sustenance and determination to live and to breathe another day. That is the fabric, the spiritual vibration and fabric that binds humanity together, this love frequency vibration and desire and dedication to human service. Now, given the me generation and given the intoxication and the mental retardation from the mercury that's been injected into we the people and our children, well, gee whiz, we have been suppressed. That light is dim. And so it's about time that we all turn it up, big time. And do not wait. Do not fear now. There's nothing to fear except fear itself. And the fear itself is an illusion. False evidence appearing real. Get the film Pharma Whores. Get it out there. If you've got a community cinema in your city or community, get with the owner. Tell them that we've got Sherry Kane on the line waiting for you, waiting for an email from you or a call from you, and we'll get you, if you don't have a DVD, Pharma Whores, the Showtime Sting of Penn & Teller DVD, to give to that theater owner so that they can basically sell their tickets, make the money. They can make the money. All we're asking for is the opportunity to educate the public. And one way of doing that, of spreading this...
You have 2 minutes left on this call.
...is to give the people a flyer that Sherry already prepared. We're pretty much prepared to have this marketing campaign and this educational outreach project come to fruition now. We've had the vision. We've literally administered it. Now it's your turn. It's your time to come forward and join us in Healthy World Organization. Go to healthyworldaffiliates.com, register there, give Sherry an email and a shout, tell her where you're operating out of, and then all of the sales that come from all the people that go to that cinema go through you, so that you make 40% of anything. You make 50% of tickets in the Healthy World Affiliates seminar program. You're our partners. We're not interested in having you be a customer or a consumer. We're interested in you being a partner, a person who's a leader. And so we're looking for the leaders. If you're listening out there and you're a leader and you feel this call in your heart, pray on it and then pick up the phone. If the Creator says yay, go for it, and you get a positive indication that you're supposed to call and or email Sherry Kane, do so at your earliest opportunity. info@healthyworldaffiliates.com. And here's a toll-free number. It's 888-508-4787. That'll connect you to Healthy World Store and all the wonderful people up in Idaho and in Utah that are distributing our products. Anything that you buy on Healthy World Store, by the way, helps sustain this program, helps sustain our outreach, and helps sustain this project and serve you as our brothers and sisters. We've come to the end. It's 5:15 hours, 9:59 here on the West Coast. So stay tuned, folks. Sherry, you want to say one last thing before we introduce our brother Don Nikoloff on Evident Footprints on BBS Radio? Go ahead, Sherry.
Yes, I want to just tell everybody everything that Dr. Horowitz said is absolutely correct, and just listen to his words. I mean, we are on the verge of healing.
I'm sorry. You have exceeded your time limit on this call. Sorry, we cannot process your call at the moment. Please try again later.